Marcus Ahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
घर से डोला चला लाडली का क्या क्या नजारा है ये जिंदगी का घर से डोला चला लाडली का क्या क्या नजारा है ये जिंदगी का ये कितने नाजों से पाला था हमने हर तरह से संभाला था हमने हाय हमसे जुदा हो रही है हाय हमसे जुदा हो रही है घर की यादों में वो खो रही है आज बाबुल करोना न पूछो और माँ का तरपना न पूछो आज बाबुल करोना न पूछो और माँ का तरपना न पूछो घर घर से डोला चला लाडली का क्या क्या नजारा है ये जिंदगी का प्यारी प्यारी वो गुड़िया भी छूटी प्यारी प्यारी वो गुड़िया भी छूटी हाय बचपन की सखियां भी छूटी सुना सुना हुआ घर का आंगन ले ले गया ले गया उसको साजन सुना सुना हुआ घर का आंगन सुना सुना हुआ घर का आंगन ले गया ले गया उसको साजन तुझको जाना था एक रोज बेटी घर बसाना था एक रोज बेटी
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم It is Tuesday morning The Bliss of Marriage on our program live on the wave of Markaz Sahaba The Voice of Ahlu Sunnah والجماعه My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia and of course our beloved senior respected Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Sayyid Hafidhullah. I want to welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asman and Company, and I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'a. Well, it's the 11th of Rajab 1442, corresponding to the 23rd of Feb 2021. Let's welcome our beloved engineer that is Brother Bonface, and let's welcome our beloved Ustad, Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhullah. Remember, our WhatsApp number 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. I know. Many listeners, mashallah, are listening to the Bliss of Marriage. And I know many listeners already have sent their questions in on the Bliss of Marriage. Remember, every Tuesdays between 11 to 12, that's part one. And every Wednesday between 11 to 12, that's part two. To the international overseas listeners, you can send your question in, inshallah, +27 84 786 3132. Yes, we are waiting for our beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Happy Dahullah. I see the questions are coming in. I've got here one from Lanesia. I've got one from Alberton. I've got from Benoni. I got from Dandy as well. Somebody says, Ya Ustad, well, let's welcome you to the program, Ustad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, yes, it says here that, dear Honorable Mufti Saab, I ask, what are the wife's rights? Do we just keep quiet and smile through all the pain? Medical, clothes, if we women, we sit at home, who will see to us, Mufti Saab? Husband refuses to do that. We can bake and cook to sell, etc. But ingredients don't come free. And when the husband takes all his wife's money, what does she do? Anonymous sister, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Islam, roti, kapra, makan, the shelter, the house, the food, the clothing, all is the responsible of the husband. He has to provide all that. And for him to take his wife's money, wealth, all that absolutely haram. So therefore, we must understand what Islam is teaching us. Mouth. So in a case like that, you must remember the wife will only be asked to look after the husband and the children and so forth. She don't have to get involved in providing for the husband or providing for the children or providing for the in-laws, nothing like that. So you have to then speak to your local ulama or some respected family members to address this issue with your husband.
10 minutes after 11 South African time, you are tuning and listening to The Bliss of Marriage. Just a quick reminder, remember if anybody is interested in our decoders, Merkaz Sahaba decoders, then of course, inshallah, you can call us on 011-854-2990. 011-854-2990. You can call between inshallah 8 o'clock till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Our beloved Haji Suleiman Esop, our receptionist inshallah, will answer the call inshallah. 011-854-2990. Somebody says, dear Mufti Saab, if the speaker who is an alim knows or should have reasonable cause to believe that women will be traveling to the masjid on their own at night without niqab, should he still give a talk or refuse to do so? Anonymous Ustaz?
Remember that nowadays we live in the age of technology. We are speaking to you live now from Johannesburg, Lanesia, and locally, nationally, internationally, all with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that people are listening to us on Sirius FM, MashaAllah, on Radio Al-Ansar, in other programs, Merkaz Sahaba. So I'm posing the question to you, what need is there for the ladies to come to the masjid? Secondly, night time. They must be there by their husbands, they must be there by their children, so definitely not permissible. So the alim in question, he must tell the organizers, see, that I will give the lectures and so forth, but I don't want no ladies and that to come there. They can listen on the Bilal receivers, they can listen to the radios if it is live on radio. So therefore, our ruling fatwa is that ladies, for them to come to masjid for salat or for programs, all that haram and not permissible. You know, it is the golden era of Islam. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Medina Munawwara, obviously leading the Salat. And Umme Humayda Sa'idiya, she came to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I I want to come and read salat behind you, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Messenger of Islam, peace be upon you, in Masjid Nabawi. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, I know, but remember that you, if you got your house and the front section, the middle and right at the back, you read salat there, you get more reward than following salat behind me, Nabi alayhi salam, in Masjid Nabawi. Open targhib wa targhib. This is a sahih hadith. Even Sheikh Albani said it's sahih hadith. So an authentic hadith. So how can we, by the stretch of any imagination now, encourage women to come to the masjid or to tell them to come for a talk and all that? Definitely unacceptable, not permissible.
So listen, it says, Ustad, talaq was given by a bipolar person. Is that valid, Ustad?
Remember, these people only use bipolar as a valid excuse, or they try to use it as a valid excuse for talaq. When they go to shop, they go to job, they're driving, all that, then they're not bipolar. Only when they give talaq, then they're bipolar. Yes, the fatwa is the talaq is valid, and you must remember that to look for all these excuses is not valid in the Sharia. So if you... Maaf. If he gave one talaq, then it's one. If he gave two talaq, then it's two. If he gave three talaq, then it's three. So remember, in a case like that, that all the talaqs he gave and divorce he gave, all will be valid.
So while giving the azan, ustad, and iqamat, should the person face the qibla? Or can face any direction when giving azan in the baby's ear, Ustad?
When you are giving azan in the baby's ear, any direction is fine. You know many a time that the mother of that baby is in a hospital, in the clinic, and sometimes they don't even allow people to come, only the husband. Sometimes even the husband they don't allow. So whichever position, posture that child is comfortable in, and you render the azan, therefore for that azan you don't put your fingers in your ears, because you don't have to raise your voice loudly. So softly you will render the adhan in the right ear, iqama in the left ear, and tahniq, you will take dates, you chew it, and then you insert in the baby's mouth. Try and read the dua which Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu read for Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahimahullah when he was born in Madinah Munawwara. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafai rashidin al Mahdiyin, follow my way and the way of the rightly guided Khulafa, and that is Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu majma'in. So remember, in a case like that, this is authentic in Abu Dawood ibn Majah, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu read, and the dates, and then he inserted in the mouth, and then mashallah read the dua, Allahumma faqihhu fid deen. Ya Allah, give him tafaqquh and the deep, profound understanding of deen. Wa habibhu ilan nas. Ya Allah, make him, Sayyidina Hassan Basri, beloved to the people. Till today we take his name, the wali of the time, the sage of the time. So that are the actions we must do. You don't have to worry of facing Qibla and so forth. When giving adhan, fi udhunil mawlud, in the baby's ears, remember there's no need for that.
So Ustad Anonymous, a student of Deen, says, dear respected Honorable Mufti Saab, I've been married for 3 years. And my husband and I really can't just get along, Ustad. I want the marriage to work out. I want my son to have a home and a dad. However, I cannot tolerate his verbal abuse any longer. I'm afraid to approach my parents. Ustad, what do I do? Student of Deen.
Remember that I don't know. You say you're a student of Deen, but what about your husband? What is he? Is he also a Hafiz, a Maulana, a Alim, or what is he? Imam, or what? And whatever he is, you need to have a heart-to-heart talk with him. It's not your life only. Now there's a masoom, innocent child involved. And thus far what you are saying, I agree with you. You must try your level best to make the home and not break the home. More so for the innocent child's sake, and therefore Quran Kareem speaks about that and says, وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ, and reconciliation is the best. But remember, for reconciliation, both parties have to make compromises which are permissible within the Sharia and the Islamic law. So my advice, have a heart-to-heart talk with your husband and see how I make any headway. Second one, you must explain to him when he's alone in a good mood that there's mental abuse, verbal abuse, all that is totally haram, and definitely it will then cause much more damage to this marriage. So someone he looks up to, he must be having some favorite Maulana or Ustad or Sheikh or whatever you. So then speak to them that he must speak to your husband, or for example, you get his family members involved, your father-in-law or somebody, that to knock some sense into him and so forth. He can't just be saying that, no, I'm the husband, I'm the Amir, and I can do. That is not imaratship in Islam. In Islam, the husband is made the Amir. Amir means you are the Khadim. You have to do much more. You have to provide for your wife, for your children, all of them. All their worry is your worry and so forth. So you can't become the Amir. Amir is the dictator. So in Islam, that is not permissible, that you sway them, abuse them, Allah forbid, and then just take it in your stride and say, no, nobody can tell me anything. So that is unacceptable. We must draw a distinction between Amir, the leader, and Amir, the dictatorship. So I always say marriage is a partnership. And it's not only the bodies must meet, the hearts have to meet. Therefore, we teach you the dua and read now with me as well. Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud, Ya Allah, you are the creator of love. Allahumma alif baina qulubina. Ya Allah, bring the ulfa, the mahabba, the mawadda within our hearts. Where there are difference of opinion, wa aslih dhata bainina. Ya Allah, bring about reconciliation within us. So look at the wonderful, beautiful dua supplications you will find. So in the ahadith works, Mustad Ahmad and so forth. But the ummah today, remember, does not want to learn this. We want to go learn from the westerners and so forth. Rather, we come to wahi, revelation of the noble Quran. Surah 25, verse 74. Just now a youngster was here with a house. And remember, I asked him, he said, he's 21, turning 22. I said, bhai, today, not tomorrow, you must start reading two rakat nafil salat daily and read Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Oh, beloved Allah, grant us such spouses and such children that are the coolness of the eyes. So read that, read Ya Wadudu, give out charity, save your home, my sister. That is my advice to you.
Sunam Din says the Mufti Sahib, he is very, very rich. He's a businessman, Ustad.
Yes, he's a businessman. So what happens is he's not talking to you. It is money he was talking. So the pride, the arrogance, the money has reached his head and his heart. So therefore, he thinks he can just buy off people and treat people anyhow. So if you go and find out, you must remember from the policeman, he got the police under control. If you go and speak, you must remember to his staff, then he got them under control. Bribe this one against that one and so forth. So that is what happens normally. People start dominating and becoming dictators, tenpot dictators. So you need to bring him back to the ground. Start ta'aleem in your house. Take Riyadu Salihin, Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah's work. Take the fadail works of Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya, Sheikh Al-Hadith, Nawar Allah Marqadahu. Start that in your house and tell him, bye. There were bigger millionaires and billionaires than you. All of them left this world empty-handed. So don't make zulam with this wealth which Allah has given you.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says here, I would like to remain anonymous, Mufti Saab. I have a 21-year-old daughter. Allah forbid anything happens to her. Ustad, if she passes on, how do we split her shares? She has two brothers, a mother, and a father. she is unmarried. Ustad.
In a case like that, Allah Ta'ala give her a good jodi, a good husband, inshallah, during your lifetime. I told you just now, tell your beloved sons, daughters who are not married, to read daily two rakat salat and Surah Furqan, chapter 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. You, the parents, grandparents, obviously you are worried, more so about your daughters, to see the time she has to settle down. So you, O Abu, O Ummi, Abi Ummi, the parents, you should be reading Surah 25, verse 54. All this in the 19th Supara in the first quarter. So Surah 25, chapter 25, verse 54. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا. And He, Almighty Allah, created this human being from the semen and the sperm. فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَصِهِرًا. Semen on Arafat, his parent, that now Ibrahim and his wife meaning Moana's mother, my father Ismail, and then my mother, then we got married, so we got father-in-law, mother-in-law. So ulama have written that you read this verse, Surah chapter 25, verse 54, for your children to get married. They got parents, but now we want them to get in-laws. فَجَعَلَهُ نَصَبًا وَسِهِرًا. So read it, go into sajda, cry to Allah. But if she does not get married and then she passes away, then remember, in a case like that, because she has siblings, so two or more, so you, the mother, will inherit 1/6, and remember, the father will inherit 5/6, and the siblings, meaning the deceased siblings, will not inherit. Once the mayit, the deceased, is survived by the father, biological father, or biological son, so here there is no question of son, she's not married, so you, the mother, will receive 1/6 and the remainder residue 5/6 for the father. And siblings will not inherit anything. Yes, she, your daughter, could make wasiya, could bequeath if she wishes for her brothers and sisters, maximum amount up to 1/3. So that prerogative is given to her, and if she wishes, she could exercise that.
The question says, I told you so, dear Mufti Saab. This is the most horrible words a wife can utter to her husband after meeting up on an accident, of which was not my fault, Mufti Saab. My tires were smooth, but a bridge collapsed and I drove into it, damaging my car. I'm thinking twice if I should let my wife go. No moral support whatsoever. Your opinion, Ustad.
My brother, let us be fair to all parties. You must remember that you, it's your car. You don't want your wife to go and check your car, whether the tire pressure is right, whether the tires or the treads on it are correct, or they got smooth tires. So let's take it by step by step. Your car, yes. Were the tires right or wrong? The tires were not right. If you got smooth tires, you know how dangerous it is to drive with it. And you must remember, you know how much it's raining nowadays. So there you are wrong, my brother. So that's step number one. Step number two, you, your wife, your children, you were together in the car and so forth, and now there was a breach. Because of the excessive rain or what have you, it collapsed. It damaged your car. Allah alone knows if you all got injured or not. It doesn't seem like that. So thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then your wife, you must remember, is not giving you the moral support. I don't know. Maybe your marriage is a rocky marriage, a stormy marriage, then maybe that's why she feels she doesn't want to give you the support. I don't know. But or maybe she thinks that you are the one to blame, because why are you driving with this smooth tires and so forth. So anyway, our advice will be that marriage is duk and suk. That remember, moments of joy, husband and wife should share together. Moments of sadness, husband and wife should then be to give support to one another. That is in an ideal situation. So remember, why she's not doing that? So that we have to go into the history. That maybe, I don't know you, I don't know your wife, I don't know your car, but I'm answering your question and I have to be an independent observer. And and look at the situation holistically from all sides. Maybe you treated her badly. I don't know. So therefore, she says, see, Allah Ta'ala is punishing you. Allah Ta'ala is letting you understand that you can't be everywhere the big boss and so forth. So we don't know, my brother. So my advice, you don't let your wife go, and you make up with your wife, and wife, you should support your husband. In times of happiness, share the happiness. At time of sadness, accident, you should be there. So give him moral support, everything. But end of the day, my brother, make shukr, the way it seems nobody is injured, that Allah Ta'ala saved you. And second one, make sure that you change those tires, because it's very dangerous, my brother, especially nowadays with the excessive rain we are having. And inshallah, sometimes khudkwap as dirkwap. I don't know if you understood that words. Very good words, beautiful words in Afrikaans. Sometimes we don't want to change the tires immediately because we're looking for cheap tires. So the cheap tires become expensive tires. You meet up with an accident, you drive into something, your car starts skidding. So many things, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So that's what they say, khudkwap as dirkwap. Sometimes looking for cheapies works out very, very expensive. My brother.
Definitely, Ustad. Khutkwap, Dirkwap, 084-786-3132. Ustad, the listener wants to know regarding the, I think, the decoders, regarding the MODEC decoders, Ustad. So, it says here that which satellite should I connect to, Ustad? I don't know what the question, but the question says regarding the MODEC, Ustad. They want to try to get hold of Marka Sahaba, Ustad.
Okay, you must remember, do you have the radio? So if you have the radio, mashallah, then if you are in Durban, then our studios are there next to the Ansar radio and next to the Masjid, Lennon Road Masjid, the Sufi Masjid there. You can go there and our brothers are there. Brother Mona Khalid Yaqub is there. Dawood Monli is there. Our brother Yusuf Mehter is there. They will tune it up for you and then you're free of charge, no problem. So if that is one scenario. Second scenario is if you are asking, you want to buy it. So you go there if you are in Durban and mashallah per decoder is 600 rand and then they will tune it up for you and give it to you and so forth. So take the money and you pay them there. If you are in Northern Natal area, our respected Maha Salim Karim is there in Ladysmith. He's got stock there. So mashallah, you can approach Maha Salim Karim. You want the number, just contact Maha Arafat. He'll forward Maha's number to you. If you are in the Gauteng area, we are here in Indonesia, you contact us, contact our brother Suleiman, 011-854-2990, and then you can tell you that what time to come and so forth. And we have stocks, we have stocks here, we have stock in Durban, we have stock in Ladysmith, alhamdulillah. So it just depends what you want to do. Tuning it up is no problem. If you want to buy it, no problem. Main thing is that listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, and inshallah, and you join Darul Iman also, inshallah. I sent it out again today. I see many people are joining with Allah's help and mercy, so inshallah, so our database gets bigger, 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 and tomorrow, anytime in future, this court case, so we know that majority of the Ummah, inshallah, are with us to protect the deen of Islam. Remember that. We know that what happened in the past, the masajid got closed, people went to court against us, friends of the court, all that. So remember that we have to always defend the truth, otherwise remember that Almighty Allah will question us. We had opportunities to defend the truth, so why did we not do so? So think about that properly.
I see husband and wife arguing, Ustad. The husband is saying that the wife says that today's senior ulama are being exposed because of all the backdoor they're doing. Is this true, Ustad?
Remember that I'm also just seeing messages, you must remember, going viral and so forth and so on. One thing I will tell you, okay, make it two things. Surah, you ask the question, remember that, and I have Quran in my hand. I don't know which questions are coming. The people send to Mona Arafat, and then Mona asks me, and then I answer according to the question. So Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 114. When you go and close the masajid, when you go to court and say the masjid must be closed, then remember Quran Sharif states, لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيُ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Then for you there will be disgrace in this worldly life, and in the year after there will be a horrible, terrible punishment. And we can see it happening. You might call them ulama. I refuse to call them ulama. I call them actors, you must remember, because they legalize so many haram things. You must remember that they legalize TV, they legalize, you must remember, closing the masjid. Now they're legalizing the vaccines. So many haram things they will legalize, all just to curry favor with the politicians and authorities and so forth. So therefore, once you start fiddling and playing with the deen of Allah, then Allah will expose you regarding your masjid, regarding your business dealings, regarding your fraud, regarding whatever it is. So Allah alone knows what it is, you must remember. But Allah ki lati be awaz, you must remember that one. Number two is this, that once we start looking for loopholes in the Sharia, then our aim is no more yu'minuna bil ghaib. Our intention now is yu'minuna bil jayb. And that is, use the deen of Islam to enrich ourselves, to enrich our families. So we inviting the wrath, the anger of Almighty Allah. You know Abdullah ibn Mas'ud? You know who is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud? He is faqihu hadhi al-ummah, one of the greatest muftis of this ummah. He was asked, Ya Abdullah, what is uqubatul ulama? People who say that they are scholars of Islam and so forth, what is the punishment for them? So he said that they will be talabud dunya bi amalil akhirah. Outwardly, they will tell people they're doing work of deen and Islam, but their aim is only the dunya, the name, the fame, and thus, and all these things. Therefore, to call such people scholars of Islam is something very far-fetched. Yes, you call them actors on TV, so that might be a right, you must remember thing. So you can see what is happening. Therefore, I told you, and if you go to our website on Darul Iman, you will see A, B, C, X, Y, Z. They don't represent us. We got nothing to do with them. We say, Lana a'maluna wa lakum a'malukum. For you is your actions, and for us is our actions. So Allah Ta'ala protect us all, and may Almighty Allah guide us all to the truth.
Ameen, 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 tum ameen. Ustad Swaziland says, Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sahab. We really love the bliss of marriage. We have three kids. They all are a menace. How do we control them, Ustad?
Alhamdulillah, children must make musti, children must be naughty, children must give, you understand, run around to one another. If you go into my history and you ask people my age, so they will tell you we were one of the naughtiest guys, you must remember. But our parents, alhamdulillah, they gave us the greatest amount of love and compassion and so forth. They took us to the waliullah, the awliyaullah, like Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali Nawwarallahu Marqadahu and so forth. So you, I'm asking you, Swaziland, you in Baban, you in Manzini. Now you and your husband, rewind. We must rewind. Now you married. Now 5 years, 10 years, three children, mashallah. When you got married and you were fulfilling the conjugal rights with one another, you need to be honest. Before you fulfill the conjugal rights, did you read any du'as? We had time for dua. We were busy, hit and run business. So you must remember that. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Bismillahi. Before you go to your wife, so you say that in the name of Allah, Jannibana shaitan. Ya Allah, put the shaitan far, far away from us. Wa jannibi shaitan ma zaktana. And Ya Allah, put the shaitan far away from our children and progeny. So read that dua. Even nowadays, you married 5 years, 10 years, and so forth. Number one. Now, mashallah, the three children are born. Now what? So read Surah 46. Surah 46, Surah Ahqaf, verse 15:15. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. Oh Allah, bring about reform. Bring about piety in my children, in my progeny. And your children, now 2 years old, 4 years old, 5, 6, 7 years old. So they can't read Quran Sharif, for example. They're not fluent. You read the four quls, kul ya kafirun, kul Allah, kul alwi falak, kul alwi nas, and read and blow on them. And then read Surah Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi. So all this will bring about protection. Remember, then they, you must teach them all the short, small, small surahs, and they must start reading. But children are children, remember that. They must make a little bit musty, run around here, damage this, damage that. I remember when I came from school, and before we had to go madrasa, first thing before entering the house, our shop in front, our house at the back, and behind the house there was a hawk. You know hawk, Mulana? A fowl run. Yes. Yeah. So I used to go there, give it one kick. Stood, so all the chicken used to run away. So I used to enjoy that. My mother used to be so upset. Damalio came again, making trouble with the chicken and the fowls and all of them. So your mother, then you just catch the mother, the hen, and you put inside. All of them go back inside. So that is how you grow up. You start learning about life and so forth. So they all will come right. But take them to some awliyaullah, some pious people. Tell them to make dua for your flowers also, and inshallah kisi ki dua lag jaye. So somebody's dua will come in handy, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Hussein, one more question. It says that Mufti Sahib, my wife is 67 years old and has now become a nag, Ustad. Can I take wife number two so I don't get so much nagging? I don't know, brother, Ustad.
What guarantee you got that the second wife won't be a bigger nag bag? So you must remember that. My thing is that, my brother, now you little bit old, the wife don't want to fulfill so much conjugal rights, and she's gone old and cold. So you feeling you need a new tat, you need a new model, you see? So forget all this. You forgot all the sacrifices she made for you. She brought up your children. She gave you, and remember, you deflowered her. She did everything. So let the woman speak in the house. You must tell her, darling, honey, poppy, the house is yours. Meaning that it might be on my name, but you do whatever you want to in the house. You want to put the sofa, yeah. You want to put the vase, yeah. You want to put the pot, yeah. Put everything there. So I won't say anything. But just make sure that when I come home, the food is ready. Because hungry man is angry man. You must remember. So why we will say the wife is just nagging me? Because when we answer, just keep quiet. So remember, finish. So she will speak, she'll get tired. And thereafter, then, when after 1 day, 2 days, you tell her, darling, honey, come we make dua together. Then you read, Rabbana, Hablana, Ya Wadudu, let's make ta'alim together. You say, no, let me bring another wife. So what you going to do? Then you're going to make a nervous system out of her, and she will end up in hospital. And then you will have more problems in your life. Why complicate your life, my brother? So that is shaitani waswasa, whisperings of shaitan. You must remember that. Appreciate what you got, and don't let the shaitan take you for a ride.
Before we go for an ad break, I was going to go for an ad break, but a question came in, says here, Mufti Sahib, let's not judge our seniors, our senior ulama. Let's stop judging them. Remember the Quran says, Al-ulama warathatul anbiya. Remember, what goes around comes around, Mufti Sahib. I'm quoting from Quran. Ustad.
I don't know which Quran you quoting from. That what you quoted, wallahi, is not in the Quran. You must remember, it just shows how much you know about Islam. That is in the hadith. So when you don't even know what is Quran and what is hadith, so I think it's better you keep quiet, my brother. You must remember, nobody is judging them. We are speaking what happened, the facts. Last year, you must remember, who went to court to close the masjid? Who went to friends of the court. Who went? So no sense you try and defend the indefensible, my brother. I am quoting to you from Quran. Al-ulama'u warathatul anbiya is not Quran, it's hadith. So don't confuse issues and blow fuses here. So you must remember Quran says, when you close the masjid, so Allah will disgrace you. So that's what we are saying. We are saying, see how disgraced they will be. And still more is to come out, my brother. That is Allah's system. When you play with the deen of Almighty Allah, then Allah will disgrace you more and more.
SubhanAllah. 16 minutes to 12. It's a beautiful, mashallah. Tuesday morning here in Johannesburg. I have to say this, that of course we inundated with so many questions that are coming in on the bliss of marriage. I really don't understand, Ustad. A listener says that some ulama say that vaccines are permissible, even if it contains haram ingredients, Ustad. Isn't this playing with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Anonymous sister from Azadville, Ustad.
Maybe yesterday she saw that one pamphlet that came viral also, that some ulama said regarding the vaccine. One side, you see, we need to be honest of these issues. That they, you know who we're speaking about, they have to walk a tight rope. So what is a tight rope they have to walk? One eye, they have to see they don't upset the government and the authorities. On the other side, they have to pull the wool over the ummah's eyes. Because otherwise, they're going to upset the ummah too much, then the money will not come in. Because they all go for chanda and collection here and there and all these type of things. So therefore, they have to walk that tight rope. So what you will see, they will try and play that game. They will say, this is what they wrote. I got three issues with it. I'm raising each one and objecting on each one. Number one is that they said that if it's got haram ingredients, then also senior ulama have said it's permissible. Question number one, who are the senior ulama who said so? Why you don't give us their names? One. Number two is that is a deliberate misquoting and deceiving and beguiling the ummah. Because you know you can play with the ummah because majority of them don't know Quran and Sunnah and so forth. When you say something is haram and you can use it, that is in a matter of life and death. A person is going to die if he does not this. So we're not taking vaccines, did we die? So you must remember that millions of people are not taking, did they die? So that is an absolute lie. You must remember that senior ulama say that you can use haram ingredients and they're permissible because of need. Need necessity means, remember, that matter of life and death. That is what Quran speaks. فَمَنِ تُرَّ غَيْرَ بَاغِيُ وَلَا عَادٍ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ. When you are compelled, remember, by circumstances, and you don't go beyond the limit, and you don't desire, you don't go beyond the limit, then there's no sin upon you. Quran didn't even say it's halal. Quran just said there's no sin upon you. So that's objection number one. Now objection number two is this. You see, the tight rope they have to walk. They say, no, we leave it to the individual's choice. Why you don't give a ruling? Because you don't want to upset the government and so forth. So you must remember whether he wants to take, he don't want to take and so forth. Third one, you must remember, they said, we will consult, you must remember, the experts in this field. But the problem is the so-called experts, many of them are connected to the Gates Foundation or this foundation, that foundation. That's like saying you must remember that the Sharia banking, or you must remember this halal logos. We will ask them. But how can we ask them? Because they are the people receiving the money from them. So if you ask the person that who's sitting on the Sharia board, that is this halal. So he has to say is halal because he's getting money from them. That is my biggest objection. It's a conflict of interest. Your halal logo, if you ask them, they'll say halal because they're making money out of that. So you must remember, same thing with a vaccine. So remember that, give clear rulings that vaccine is haram. End of the story. But you can't do that because you must remember that you have to walk the tight rope, and that is to curry favor with the government government or with the politicians and authorities, and bootlicking has to take place. And Sharia becomes a secondary thing. Once Sharia becomes a secondary thing, then we bring about the disgrace upon ourselves and see the disgrace coming out. And no one's Allah disgraces. Allah protect us all. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ. Then when He, Almighty Allah, disgraces people, then there's none to give them honor. Remember that. This is Quran. Next one, remember, look at that pamphlet properly. Now it's signed off. Yesterday I had a chuckle after Q&A. You know we finished up 10 o'clock. By the time I leave from here, lock up already, it's up past 10. So anyway, when I looked at that, I had a good laugh that they wrote the board. The president can't sign, the secretary can't sign, the spokesperson can't sign, because they know the amount of stick they are getting and negativity that they are receiving because Allah Kilati. So they wrote that the board. So who's the board? Some chalkboard. So you must remember this thing. Don't make fools of yourself by playing with the Sharia. Remember, that is my message. I told you many a time. Apologize to the Ummah. Make sincere tawbah. We all make mistakes in life. We all are sinners. We all are there. But say, I made a mistake. We made a mistake. Allah forgive us. Then we will also promote you. But as long as you walk this line of yours, that you want to please government and fool the Ummah, then remember, we will always be exposed. You will always be exposed. And Allah Ta'ala will keep on disgracing you. May Almighty Allah protect us at all times, all places.
I see the brother says, but thousands of people took it and got shifa. So say something now. This is from Lanesia. Can't you see how many people are dying? Even our president took this and some senior muftis, Ustad.
So you must remember another 1,000 people took and many of them died, many of them got injured and so forth. So we are asking what is the need to take it. You must remember that. So you must remember, is there a, you must remember pandemic or is it a plandemic? So you must remember that. That is the first question. Question you have to ask. Is it a pandemic or is it a plandemic? That's the first question. So my brother, no sense jumping to this and so forth. Any argument you bring, we can bring counter argument, but all that is secondary. We say from Quran Sharif, we speak from Sunnah Mubarakah, we speak from Sahaba's Fatwa, we speak from Aimma Arba. We are never here to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government. That is not our job. That is your people's job only.
So Ustad, it says running waters flow. How do I keep the spark in our marriage? Husband forgot he has a wife who started.
Yes, you must remember that. So you have to kindle the marriage again. Normally when we give dhikha lectures, we give 10 recipes. So recipe number one, that is your wedding night. So start reading salat together. So you have to build the foundation. So recipe number two, that husband give a gift to your wife. Recipe number three, that you must sprinkle water on one another's forehead and read the dua. Recipe number four, that read the dua, both husband and wife. Bismillahi jannibna shaitan wa jannibi shaitan ma zaktana. So that's four. Then to continue the sparkle, I like that word you use, that water, running water is always flowing. You must remember, flowing water makes it clean. So yes, you have to keep it. Your bed can be a bed of roses or it could be a bed of thorns. So you must remember this type of things there. So in a case like that, we give you six other recipes. Make salam to one another. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, awala adullukum ala shay'in idha fa'altum. So you must remember that. Why don't you give big salam? You live in a house, your house will become a home, your home will become Dar as Salam, a home of peace, tranquility and serenity. So that's number five. Then other five now. So share the utensils with one another. See, I got water in front of me. So I drink the water. the side from where Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha drank, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only used that same glass, the same side from where Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha drank from there he drank Nabi alayhi sallam. 6. Number 7, smile with one another. Smiling is contagious. Today people want to smile with a strange lady. They want to smile with a strange man. So smile with your wife, smile with your husband, and see how contagious it is. 8. They give, you must remember, affectionate names, you must remember. So, what is affectionate names? Darling, sweetheart, Poppy, Ya Humaira, Ya Muwafaqa, Ya Aish. All these are mentioned. Open Darakutni, open Tirmidhi, open Musnad Ahmed, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showing the Ummah how you should give the wonderful affectionate names for your wife. Then, number 9, that read the dua together. Rabbana هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين. So in that way there. And number 10, give gifts to one another. So read Ya Wadudu, that also will be number 9. And 10, give gifts to one another. تحادو تحابو فإن الهدية تذهب الغضب. Authentic hadith in Bayhaqi. So when you give gifts to one another, remember that that will be that removing the malice, the rancor, the hatred. So that is what Islam is teaching us. Remember, there will be arguments, there's no question about it, but use these 10 recipes and see. For women we say recipes, for men we say 10 prescriptions, and Allah Jalla wa Ala, remember, will make it easy for you.
Ameen, ameen, thumma ameen. Sister says, my children, they hit me, Mufti Saab, because they say I talk too much, Ustad.
So you must remember that. What do you mean they hit you? You mean that the children really hit you, or you mean they play with you? If they're really hitting you, then you must get your husband involved, the father, he has to discipline them. There's no way children are allowed. You must remember to hit the mother, hit the father, and so forth. Then they are perks, they are spending money, they are toys, you take away. Let them blow the gasket. So all these things. But if they're playing with you, so that's healthy, there's no problem with that. But end of the day, to all you fathers, mothers, newly wedded, newly married, end of the day, ad-du'a'u silahul mu'min. We have one weapon no one in the world has, and that is dua. Remember, the entire world, Allah alone controls it. The hearts of people also, Allah controls it. So you want Allah to make decisions in our favor, so go on your musalla, read Quran Sharif, read namaz, raise your hands, go into sajda, give out charity, and let the tears roll, and see how Allah Ta'ala kayat palit. How the tables will be turning. That is Allah. He controls the entire universe. So remember, I give you an easy lesson here. Every day I tell Mawlana Arafat, give me $100, $100, $1,000. He'll get fed up. He asks me, I'll get fed up. So that is human nature. That the more we ask, the people will say, bye, we don't want to see you now, if ever you got stories. But by Allah, is the direct opposite. The more we ask Allah, the more beloved we become. See, that is Islam. And see the verses in Quran. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Ask me 24/7. I will respond to you, Allah's promise. Second one, Allah even showed us the methodology of dua. اُدْعُونِ رَبَّكُمْ تَضَرُّعُوا وَخُفْيَا. That you turn to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Remember, with humility and softly. There's no need to scream and shout, and see how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will accept our du'as. Hadith in Tirmidhi. That إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهِ. When you beg Allah. سَأَلْتُمُ means to beg. When you beg Almighty Allah, you yourself, O Muslim, O Muslimah, wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. You must have the firm conviction, that firm belief, my beloved Allah is accepting my dua. So that is how we make dua, not half-heartedly, full devotion, concentration. Inshallah, is about 2-3 minutes left. Let us just go through the program, and inshallah, then the news. So, mashallah, we thank Mawlana Arafat, we thank our bond face, our brother, everything, Yusuf Asmal, there in Sirius FM. Inshallah, in the afternoon or so, we will send out the podcast of this bliss of marriage to all of you. If you want it or you want to contact me, 071-888-1184. Just send a WhatsApp, don't phone and all that. So remember, 071-888-1184. And inshallah, we'll respond to you. So that's one. Number two is 12 o'clock will be news, Brother Yusuf Ali. And thereafter, the current affairs program with Brother Alfas and Kosi, inshallah. Thereafter, 1 o'clock Adhan, and thereafter Surah Nur. Surah Nur is chapter 24. Yesterday we discussed verses 1, 2 and 3. So today we will start by verse number 4, inshallah Aziz. Then inshallah Surah Nisa, and that will be between 1:30 and 2 o'clock. So that will be, that today will be verses 7 and 8, inshallah, of Surah. So Surah Maida, not Surah Nisa, Surah Maida, chapter 5, a new chapter we started, mashallah. So that is Surah Ma'idah. And then from 2 to 3, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz Al-Amin Templeton, he will be doing the political news and views. 3 to 3:33, yeah, or so, that will be the Q&A of this morning, which Mawlana Arafat myself had. Very interesting. You can listen to the repeat. 3:35, 3:40 will be Brother Al-Amin Templeton, inshallah. And that will be with the economic news and views till 5:30. 5:30 to 6:30 will be Mona Khalid Yaqub, 6:30 to Maghrib Durban time. Half is Wadi, inshallah. Then 7 to upper 7 will be the repeat of today's tafsir, Surah Nur, chapter 24, starting with verse 4. And thereafter, 7:30 to 8, more Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah's advices. 8 to 10, our brother Shafat Ahmad Khan, mashallah. So he'll have Mona Salim Karim, he'll have our brother Anwar Qasim, where they discuss about cars, and he will have Vada discussing travel and so forth. Wonderful program, month after dinner. So inshallah, and then 10 to 11 will be Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki. So that will be a shaheed with his lecture. So inshallah, now you can listen to the news. And inshallah, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala make it easy for us and the Ummat al-Muslimah. Each one of us should beg Almighty Allah. Allah protect us, protect our masajid, Ameen. The Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, and all our masajid. Almighty Allah protect us from all the dreaded diseases. We conclude today's program. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. Oh beloved Allah, we seek your protection from the dreaded diseases. That is, individually, Allahumma inni na'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from the dreaded diseases. And plural, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sayyil asqam. So read the dua, authentic hadith in Nasa'i and Abu Dawood. May Almighty Allah grant us all afiyah and siha. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Up next, the 12 o'clock news with Haji Yusuf Ali.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.